pages.
Okay, so let's read it.
Okay, we're reading Rabash article. Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. One. We're starting from it follows that. It follows that all we lack is make for yourself a Rav to sense the greatness of the Creator.
Meaning the Creator is the Rav.
Then everyone will be able to achieve the goal, which is to adhere to him. And we should also interpret the words of Rabbi Yoshua ben Parchia, who says three things. One, make for yourself a Rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. Three, judge every person favorably in regards to love of friends. It would make sense to think that friendship relates to two people with equal skills and qualities. Since then, they find it easy to communicate and they unite as one. And then they helped everyone his friend, like two people who make a partnership and each invests equal energy, resources, and work. Then the profits too are divided equally among them. However, if one is superior to the other, meaning he invests more money or more expertise or more energy than the other, the division of profits is unequal too. However, if one is superior to the other, meaning he invests more money or more expertise or more energy than the other, then the division of profits is unequal too. This is called one-third partnership or a one-quarter partnership. Thus, it is not considered a real partnership because one is of higher status than the other. It turns out that real friendship, when each makes the necessary payment to buy his friend, is precisely when both are of equal status, and then both pay equally. It is like a corporeal business, where both of them give everything equally, or there cannot be a real partnership. Hence, buy yourself a friend, since there can be bonding when each buys his friend only when they are equal. But on the other hand, it is impossible to learn from one another if one does not see that his friend is greater than he. But if the other one is greater, he cannot be his friend, but his Rav, the teacher, great, while he is considered a student. At that time, he can learn knowledge or virtues from him. This is why it is said, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Both have to exist. In other words, each should regard the other as a friend, and then there is room for buying. That means that each must pay with concessions to the other, like a father concedes his rest, works for his son, spends money for his son, and all is because of the love. However, there is natural love. The Creator gave natural love for raising children, so there would be persistence to the world. If, for instance, the father would raise children because it is a mitzvah, a commandment, his children would have food, clothing, and other things that are necessary for children, to the extent that a person is committed to keep all the mitzvot. At times he would keep the mitzvot, and at times he would only do the very minimum, and his children could starve to death. This is why the Creator gave parents natural love for their children, so there would be persistence to the world. This is not so with love of friends. Here, everyone must make great efforts by himself to create the love of friends in his heart. It is the same with and by yourself a friend. Meaning once he understands, at least intellectually, that he needs help and he cannot do the holy work to the extent that he understands to the extent that he understands it in his mind, he begins to buy, to make concessions for his friend's sake. This is so because he understands that the work is primarily in bestowing upon the Creator. However, it is against his nature, because man is born with a desire to receive only for his own benefit. Hence, we were given the cure by which to go from self-love to love of others, and by that he can arrive at the love of the Creator. Therefore, he can find a friend at his level. But afterwards, making the friend a Rav, meaning for him to feel that his friend is at a higher degree, is something that one cannot see, that his friend is like a Rav and he is like a student. But if he does not regard his friend as a Rav, how will he learn from him? This is called make, meaning a mindless action. In other words, he must accept above reason that his friend is greater, and this is called make, meaning acting above reason. And you should see in the book of Matan Torah, it's written there, to receive the first condition, each student must feel himself as being the smallest among all the friends, and then he can receive the value of an appreciation of the Great One. Since he is explicitly saying that each one should see himself that he is the smallest of the students. And how can a student see that he is the smallest among the students? That is only related to above reason. And that is considered make yourself a Rav, meaning that each and every one are considered with respect to him as a Rav, and he is considered only a student. And that is great work. There is a rule that the other one's deficiencies are always revealed, and his deficiencies are always covered, and he needs to consider the other as having good virtues, and that he should receive upon himself what he says to him, or what he does that he should learn from the actions of the other. And to that, the body does not agree, because it is always the path that while someone needs to learn from the other, meaning if one considers the other, then that forces him to exert. And then the body annuls the opinion and the others. So the body wants rest. So it's better for him to annul his opinion and the actions of his friend, so he will not need to exert. That's why it's called make yourself a Rav, meaning so that the friend will be for you a Rav, you need to make that. Meaning not in your intellect, because your intellect is pushing you otherwise, and sometimes it shows you the opposite, that he can be a Rav and the other can be his student. That's why it's called make, meaning making and not intellect.
Meaning we have to make actions, and as a result of these actions, I subject myself towards the other and accept him as a Rav. And in this way, I relate to everyone, and I buy myself friends. Not rabbis or greater ones or teachers, but friends. And each one of them appears to me as great. So a friend is not that is equal to me. A friend is one that I make greater than me.
Питер 2. По поводу вчерашнего вашего задания каждый день рассказывать о том, что было сделано в подготовке Конгресса, как не просто, как раньше мы проводили его для себя.
With respect to your tasks that you gave us to update about the preparation of the convention daily, to enable all the world to see the connection between us, in our 10, we were connecting with the organizers of the convention. We weren't yet able to connect to the technical support.
Цели и задачи этого конгресса.
Ну, так и доля тем.
So what's the goal of the convention?
No, you tell me.
Видишь, это не как в конгрессе этим людям рассказать всю науку Каббала.
Ло-ло-ло, баруш за хибур.
No, of course it's connection. Connection. We don't need anything but connection.
No, Allah.
Yes, only connection.
Вышло какое-то понимание, что этим людям рекламу надо давать немножко заранее и какой-то подготовительный материал им дать.
It's clear that we need to give people the materials of some sort.
Как вот у нас нулевые уроки бывают перед конгрессами.
Вадай.
Далее, значит, вроде бы как есть понимание, что есть кнопка модерирования в Galaxy. Galaxy вроде как может вместить очень-очень много пользователей. И
there's some kind of understanding that in Galaxy we have the option to moderate. The question is as follows. If people that will join us that aren't really suitable to our behavior, in order for us to be able to manage this, we haven't scrutinized this.
So we have to check in our world plea. Anyone who knows how we can limit people who enter our network, especially during the Congress, and they create disturbances, how can we disconnect them?
Я вчера связывался с Борисом Белосерковским. Он сказал, что вроде бы такая возможность есть, но с Алексом Мизрахи пока не удалось.
Yesterday I called Boris.
Обойти, чтобы до него достучались, потому что он очень занят.
He said there is most likely an option like that.
Значит,
we'll try after the lesson to reach them.
Конгресс прошел. Что мы этим людям?
The most important question is.
Мы, אנחנו רוצים להכניס אותם כולנו למערכת שלנו.
We want to bring them all into our system to learn, to participate in lessons and groups and everything in our entire life.
That's clear. So what in the meantime will
anyone? We are in the last generation. We should not we should not restrict the entrance for anyone. Белотраковский is a serious man. I hope that if he agrees to go with you, he will help. Toronto 2.
What
does it mean that the convention is open to everyone?
We are in the process of the last generation, of the end of correction. Although the process has only started, but with this pandemic, with this virus that's going around the world and connecting the world in different ways, then of course we need to see ourselves in this way, that we need to spread and disseminate the method of correction to all of humanity so they will all know what it is. Therefore, entering the Congress and all of our circles, of course, according to a man's relevance to it, it should be free and open. Of course, we check the person that it will be suitable for him and not harm him, but that's how it is.
So we need to do what? Galaxy rooms for...
I don't understand anything about it. Rooms, worlds, I don't know. You try to do it by yourselves. I have no way of saying. Moshe, I heard that you need to tell us something in place of info, the news and the programs and so on and so forth.
Yep, I heard that too. We have a special day today. We're not going to have our broadcast as usual. We're going to meet today, and if we can see the slide, we're going to meet for the evening lesson between 6 to 7. It's a special lesson. Special lesson for the 9th of Av. We'll learn all this together. So between 6 to 7, it's a special lesson to Rav for the 9th of Av. That's it, and let's sing a tune.